eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, whom with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God of resurrection and new life, we come before you in prayer for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Kindle new life in your church. Encourage all who seek creative ways to share good news of Christ's resurrection. Bless mission developers and new ministries, especially the work of our radio station committee and the Jeremiah 29 project team, that their work plants seeds that flourish. God of grace, nourish new life in all creation. Shower forests and grasslands, deserts and mountains with life-giving rains. Bless all who earn their living from the earth, especially farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. God of grace, empower new life among the nations. As you raise Jesus from the dead, bring new hope for peace and reconciliation in places of war and strife, especially in Israel and Gaza, Russia and Ukraine, Myanmar, Sudan, and Ethiopia. Raise up leaders who are steadfast in their commitment to justice and transformation. We pray for our president, governor, mayor, all legislative bodies, and all courts. God of grace, bring new hope among all those who are in need, especially neighbors without homes or food, and those with whose housing or food supply is at risk. Bring healing to all who are fearful, ill, or grieving. We pray especially today for Phyllis, Michelle, John, Carrie, Dave, Mary, Jerry, Sharon, Bill, family of Marilyn, Richard, Carolyn, Dolores, Roger, Kay, Joyce, Stephen, Evie, Charles, Janine, Cheryl, Sarah, and Abby. Especially, we also name those before you now silently or aloud. God of grace, awaken new life in this place. Open our hearts to ways you are calling us to be at work in the world and our community. Give us courage to boldly share your love for all people beyond our walls. God of grace, trusting in the promises of resurrection, we remember with thanksgiving our beloved dead. Sustain us with a living hope until we are reunited with them and all the saints at the heavenly banquet. God of grace.
We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God, that trusting that you are always with us, in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. And before you share the peace with each other, let's take a moment to face the camera. Cameras in the back, and share the peace with those joining us from home. may be seated for a moment, but don't let me stop you from sharing the peace. Good morning and welcome to worship. It's good to be with all of you this morning. Special welcome to our guests who are here today. Whoever you are or wherever you come from, you are welcome at Shalom. We invite you to sign the guest pad in the book, the guest pad in your row. And there should be refreshments still after the service. Today is Easter, which means it's time for my twice a year primer on how to receive communion. Yes. So we have the tray out here. When you come forward, the tray will be here. You may take a cup from the tray. I will give you the bread, and there will either be a chalice of wine or a chalice of grape juice on either side. Chalice of wine, chalice of grape juice. We also have gluten-free options as well. All baptized Christians are welcome to come forward and receive communion today, all who trust in these words of promise. If you don't wish to receive communion, you may come forward for a blessing. Simply cross your arms over your chest, and you'll receive a blessing instead. I only have a few announcements today, which is probably good because we have so much stuff in the Easter service today. Do me a favor quick. Pretend like you're playing guitar for just a moment. No, I'm serious. I want to see it. I want to see a bunch of air guitars. I want to see it. Some of you are really getting into it. I love it. Okay, if you can do this, you are talented enough to be in the ukulele group. Yes, you're talented enough to be in the Gospel of Uke. And we meet this Tuesday. We'll meet again at 5 o'clock here. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. There's no pressure whatsoever. It's so easy. It's so relaxing. We laugh a lot, so... Mm-hmm. Yes, we have free ukuleles that you can borrow. Not to take, but to borrow. Yeah. Back to announcements here. A big thank you to Rachel Smith and Joe Snaza and the whole Smith clan for putting together the sunrise service. That was great this morning. Thank you for coming out and doing that. Thank you to Corey and the property team for the blackout panels. That took some work, so thank you for that. Also, I'm told that there are apparently a lot of Easter eggs out there outside the church. So after the service, all the kids are welcome to go out and pick up some eggs. So, and apparently they're scattered all around the church, so don't be shy. Are there any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us, who gave himself up for us, fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.